It may surprise some listeners to know that the U.S. Forest Service is not an organization solely dedicated to the preservation of our nation's forests. In fact, one of the top priorities for the agency is packaging timber sales for private logging companies. BARC is a nonprofit watchdog organization dedicated to protecting and preserving Mount Hood National Forest and transforming forest management toward prioritizing climate resilience and cultural values and protecting water and wildlife. Their work has shaped numerous timber sales over the past 20 years, while advocating for respectful recreation and public access. Today, we are speaking with Camilo Marquez and Jess Perry, two volunteers with BARC. Thank you for being here, you two.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, well, you're welcome for being here. This is Linda. For listeners who may not have heard of BARC before, can you tell us about what your organization does? Would you like to take that, Camilo?
Okay. BARC is what we refer to as a volunteer-driven organization. There probably are about four, five, six staff members. But it's dedicated to protecting the area of Mount Hood, making sure that it's preserved as an area where it's available for recreation that's not harmful to the forest, and also to try to limit the damage that's done by activities such as timber sales.
Okay, great. How did you personally get involved with BARC? Were you there right from the start?
Well, BARC is an organization that's 20 years old. I moved to Portland about 8.5 years ago, and just as an opportunity to go on a hike with some guidance, I went on the BARC Out. And the BARC Out is a regular activity, I think every second Sunday, where we gather a group to go out to an area and we bring with us information about what we're observing and we make notes of what's going on. And we, if there's an issue that is represented by the area that we're visiting, we'll actually sit down and write postcards to the appropriate organizations that can do something about the problem.
That's so interesting. Jess, how did you get involved with BARC?
Well, I found out about it on social media. I was looking at watchdog organizations, environmental organizations, and just started coming only in the last month or so, but it's really easy to get involved. Everyone's really friendly, and I cared about Mount Hood as it just being in my backyard. I was born here, and the more you travel around, the more you see how rare untouched spaces like that are, and how just the value is just, and you can't even put any price on it. And I think there's this line of thought out there that if you just leave trees alone, that you're somehow wasting them, that they need to be cut down and turned into things, or else you're somehow being irresponsible. And I think BARC sees that that's a really outdated way of looking at it. But I think that the forest management plan that's still in effect is still looking at it in this antiquated way, that the only thing good for empty land is to harvest trees off of it. And I don't think that's the way that people actually think of our forest today.
So I'd like to jump in there and point out that BARC is an advocacy organization. And the point that Jessica was making about the forest plan is really crucial to understanding this. The forest plan is 30 years old, hasn't been updated since then, and it should be updated at least every 15 years. But now with all the recent changes in climate and water supply and the impact on the environment, we need to update that plan, and that's one of the things that we're working on, to make sure that there's some recognition of the importance of the forest as sequestration of carbon, and that's really not included in the plan, and that's why one of the reasons why we reject the timber sales and we're campaigning against it.
Real briefly, can you explain what that plan, forest plan, is?
Well, the forest plan is, I haven't read it myself, but what I understand it, it designates all areas and their specific ways that the areas can be utilized. So it's a fairly detailed process. And I think that the concern that we have is that we want to have input in it and make sure that we're have an opportunity to monitor what goes into it and to make sure that it represents the reality that's current today.
Thank you for that. That's a really important way of looking at it. Now, you said that it was a bark about, I think you called it, being out in the forest with bark that attracted you to begin working with bark. I know you have one coming up. Can you talk about that and invite our listeners who might want to participate?
Would you like to take it?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks. Sunday, December 8th, that's this coming Sunday, we'll be leading a group beginning from the Hollywood Grocers Outlet, leaving at 9 a.m. There will be carpools available. If you can find out about it on BARC's Facebook or BARC website, and they'll be looking at the watershed restoration around Fish Creek and doing the kind of things that Camila was mentioning, that really only a local group like this can really do, is send out volunteers on the ground to see what's actually there, to see how old these trees really are in the area, to see what wildlife might be there, and to give that information back to the appropriate bodies who may not have the staff to find out those kinds of details.
There's going to be another opportunity. This is not actually a bark about, but it's a particular survey of the area where a timber sale is planned. And this is going to be on December 19th. And what happens then is that we go out into the forest with the information that's on the U.S. Forest Service scoping plan to see whether the situation on the ground really is reflected in the scoping plan. So, for example, in previous years where they found that endangered species are involved in a timber sale area, they've specified the number of nests of tree voles, for example, that they saw. But we went out and we found that there were many more than they had identified. So it's a process that we call ground truthing. And if any of you are interested in doing this, contact us at 503-331-0374.
Would you read that one more time just for people who just caught the end of it?
503-331-0374.
All right. Thank you very much.
You can also go to our Facebook page and also to the website.
So it sounds like some of the work that you just mentioned is about keeping businesses accountable. Can you talk about some of your personal experiences, starting with Jess, volunteering? Why is this work so important?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, why it's important is because I don't think that some of the values that we hold today were fully contemplated at the time that the forest plan was written in 1990. For one thing, wolves were certainly not contemplated as part of the Mount Hood landscape, and they're part of it today. And if we're going to help them to repopulate in the area, then the plan needs to see what wildlife are actually there today. And as far as draining aquifers and protecting all of the watersheds and aquifers in that area, not just Bull Run, that wasn't fully contemplated at the time. So there's just issues that I think most people today would say are really important to protect that just weren't even hardly on the radar back then.
I'd like to add something to that. I mean, if you look at the situation of the climate crisis today, where we're facing increased carbon in the air, in Oregon, the forest industry is the chief contributor to environmental pollution through its practices. And preserving the forest is going to preserve the climate.
Mm. And how important is the Mount Hood and the environment there to our water here in the metropolitan area?
Well, our water comes from the Bull Run, and there are other tributaries to the watershed. Bull Run is protected, but we're concerned about all the areas surrounding that that need to have the same level of protection.
And Bull Run doesn't serve us all year round anyway. We draw from our wells here in Portland, the Water Bureau does. So it's not like that there's an overwhelming abundance of the beautiful clean water coming off that mountain.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. We would love to keep talking to you both. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to our conversation with Jess Perry and Camila Marquez, two volunteers with the nonprofit watchdog BARC. BARC has an upcoming hike to Fish Creek in Mount Hood National Forest on Sunday, December 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information is available at bark-out.org.